Welcome again. Domain Dave, cheapwinefinder.com. And we have another podcast for one to talk about, one that we wrote up on the cheapwinefinder.com website. It's what we always do. And today we have one from New Zealand. It's the Oyster Bay Rosé 2022. It's a rosé of Pinot Noir. The grapes came from the Waru Valley in Maribor, which is in the South Island. There's several different valleys where the grapes are grown, and that's where Oyster Bay gets their grapes. Back when New Zealand really came on strong in the wine scene, it wasn't just Sauvignon Blanc. It was Sauvignon Blanc and Pinot Noir. And the Pinot Noir might have been even more exciting than the Sauvignon Blanc, because to get a good, excellent Sauvignon Blanc isn't hard. I mean, they're all over the place. I mean, France has 7 different regions that do it well, and California's gotten better at it, and then you get South America's been doing fine. I even had, like, Italy do Sauvignon Blanc, and maybe even Spain. I mean, they're doing really well. But under 25 Pinot Noir, back in, about 10 years ago or more, maybe 12, 13 years ago, I'm not even sure, it's a while back, they're New Zealand's under $25 Pinot Noir, and a lot of times $15, $16, $17 was just an excellent a bargain, because you weren't getting that out of California. You weren't getting that out of France. I mean, and then it kind of stopped. I don't know why. I don't think they wanted to be your value price Pinot Noir exporter. So I think nowadays most of those wines are 25 and up, though you can still find a few. But they really don't do $10 Pinot Noir, though you can find $10 Pinot Noir from California. So these are kind of, these vineyards are kind of a step up from the value price from California. And I noticed when it talked about the grape ages, the grape vine ages, it was from 5 years to 24 years. Now, the 24 years isn't a vine in its prime, but 5 years is on the young side. And it's a little bit young for maybe a $25, $30 Pinot Noir, but just okay. But it's fine for a rosé, especially a rosé that I found for $11. $14 is average on the internet. This is the 4th of July weekend coming up. You're going to see sales like crazy. This is the time to get it. And so this, the Pinot Noir they make, they grow in New Zealand is the $25 varietal, not the $10 type. I mean, it's, and one thing they talk about is the clones. If you ever look at the tech notes for, under $20 USA Pinot Noir, they almost never mention clones. But when you get into the expensive ones, clones are extremely important. Certain clone varietals match up well with others. And there's certain classic, this clone with that, and this clone with this. And when you get the grape selection like that into the weeds, it's pretty good stuff. And these, they don't mention the clones they use, but they did mention they went after the right clones, which is why they, the Pinot Noir from New Zealand was that extra level up wine that clones are important with. So they're using like premium grapes. What else was there? They de-stemmed the grapes and then crushed them. Whole cluster is kind of like the fad now. They've been doing it in Europe. They started doing it in California. Whole cluster is that they crush or press everything. Even the twigs and the stems and the grapes. It's supposed to add to the flavor and what have you. This one doesn't have it. I think it's just a matter of what the winemaker wants to do. What else do I have here? They aged it on lees, but they didn't steer the lees. On lees is when they leave the dead yeast in with the wine during the aging. They don't pull it out, and they don't stir it. When you stir the lees, that's batonnage in French, means stick. When you stir it, the wine can take on a creamy texture. And they didn't stir this at all, so there's no creaminess, and they didn't do malolactic fermentation. Malolactic fermentation changes the natural tart acid and grapes into a rounded lactic, you know, more milky type of acid. They didn't do that. And that's one thing that happens almost always. It's rare to find a red grape, red one. It doesn't. It happens a lot in, you know, in Chardonnay and Chenin Blanc. And it's up to the winemaker in rosé, depending on what they want. And this is what they wanted. And this is a rosé that's not all that pink. It's more amber, orange, and pink, though in the glass it pinks up enough. Let me take a sip and we'll talk about it, because I liked it for $11. This thing rocks. It's both subtle and full of flavor. I mean, which is kind of like, yeah, nice trick if you can pull it off. And they pulled it off. It's smooth. There is a little bit of interesting spice on the edge of it. There's cherries and lemons and apple. What else is there? There's maybe some guava, some tropical fruit, stone fruit, tart stone fruit. Yeah, it's got good length. It's got nice acidity. It's not that lip smacking acidity that makes you want to take another sip, but it's the acidity that allows the flavors to have some nice structure to hold them up and keep them firm. Yeah, this is the Oyster Bay Pinot Noir, Rosea Pinot Noir 2022. It's another thing. It's a young wine. Whenever you're buying a young wine, always get the most recent year of release, because that's when it's at its best. They don't make these wines to be aged. And sometimes stores, if they have some left over, will put the older ones up front. You know, if it's a 2021, it's probably not the worst thing in the world. But, you know, I mean, sometimes, maybe it is, depending on how it's stored. But 22 for sure is going to be good. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, from CheapWineFighter.com. Oyster Bay Rosé 2022. Liked it. A great summer sipper. And that's it for me. Keep it cheap. Stay cool. And stay safe. Adios. Bye-bye.